Siman Reishit Ches discusses the brachos, hanasim al hanisim, various brachos that are said upon miracles that one sees. The Mechaber begins by telling us, Haroa makom shenasu bo nisim liYisrael. Now when it comes to a miracle that did not necessarily happen to you per se, but something which happened to the Jewish people in the past, in the history, so, and it gives a few examples, Mevarech the brachos shasa nisim avoseinu b'makom hazeh. We're going to focus on those last two words of this bracha, that the miracle that occurred to our forefathers, b'makom hazen, in this place. And then the Mechaber tells us that bein bracha zo, bein shar brachos hari'iya, when it comes to any bracha which pertains to seeing, hari'ihim kishar brachos v'kulam b'haskaras shem malchus. Mr. Brew explains that even though you're not eating anything, you're just seeing, nonetheless, a full bracha is recited. You say Atah, you say Elokeinu, the entire bracha, just like when it comes to any other tip, any bracha. So, what are some of these examples that the Mechaber provides for us, which is actually the beginning of the ninth parak in the Sechus Brachos? So he gives, for example, if a person would see the place of Arvos Hayom, Mokum Sh'avri Yisrael B'yam B'yabasha, the place in which the Jewish people crossed by the Yamsuf, if you would know the precise location where the sea split, then if you would chant upon it right now, then you would have to say a bracha, the bracha that we recited. Similarly, in the days of Yoshua, the place in which the Jordan, split for the Bnei Israel to cross into Canaan, into Israel, also the bracha is recited. Mechaber tells us other examples, such as in the place of Avros Nachli Arno. What is this place? So the Gemara over there says that there was two mountains, and in the center was this valley. And the Jewish people had no choice but to go through this vulnerable place, this valley where the two mountains were on opposite sides of them. And the Amorim were hiding in caves, and their intention was to pounce upon the Jewish people so that they would not have the opportunity to defend themselves. So the Gemara says, "V'nasa nes, a miracle happened. Shenidbuku haharim zebazet, the mountains somehow miraculously came to one another, and at the time when the Aron was about to go into that area, v'nehergu kulam sham, and everyone died there. So, if one would know that precise location, then the bracha is also said. Similarly, the Mechaber tells us that if a person would see the place of Beis Choron, which is a time in which there were, from the very heavens, from the skies, there were stones that were cast upon various nations who wished to do battle against the nation of Israel in the days of Yeshua. Also in that situation, you know, one would see those stones, that place, and those stones that a bracha said. The Evan Shebikesh Og Lizrok al Yisrael. The more famous example is Og Melech HaBashan, this giant, as the Mishnah Berurah defines, which is really the Gemara in Brachos on Nundal and Medbez, that he lifted up a mountain which was three parsangs long, wide, and his intention was to cast it upon the Jewish people. Benasineshul Hayochel Apilo. The miracle happened so that he was unable for it to fall upon the Jewish people. Instead, as the Gemara says, it fell upon his head. And Moshe Rabbeinu, despite his height of 10 amos and his tremendous vertical leap of 10 amos and his staff of 10 amos, managed to hit him the very bottom of his leg, just to give an example of his height, how much of a giant he was. So if you would see that area as well, the bracha said, V'chomas Yericho, if a person would see the walls of Yericho, which people think collapsed, but rather the Mishnah Berurah correctly says, Shenivla bin Koima, that it actually was swallowed up in its place. So if you would be able to see that precise location, those are times in which the bracha of Shosanisim Amoseinu B'makam Hazeh is recited. The Mishnah Berurah cites the words of the Magen Avraham that asks, why is it necessary to give examples? If in fact, the Mechaber tells us that if you see a place in which miracles happen for Israel, that this bracha is recited, why do you have to give me specific examples? So the Magen Avraham learns from here that it's mashmo, we can deduce that it's only something which is similar to these types of miracles, shenikar hanes mitoch hamakom, that it's recognizable, the miracle that occurred, by the place that you are currently in. However, for example, as he says, let's say you're near Yerushalayim, and you know that this was the precise location in which Sanherib and his great army, who wished to be able to defeat the Jewish people and to enter into Yerushalayim, but a Malach Hashem, an angel, went and smote that entire encampment. So, Ein Mevarchin al Kigon Zeh She'asen Nisim. Such a bracha cannot be recited, shein hanes nikar mitoch hamakom, because it's not recognizable that this is the precise place. Even though you know that this is the place, but there's nothing that meets the eye that would make this known as the specific location that this is where the miracle occurred. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is in distinction to a nes that happens to you personally. If something miraculous happened to you, also, as we're going to see later on, a bracha is recited. Now, feel ein nikar mitoch hamakom, kol shemagil makom shesham kar hanes mevarech. Even if it's not recognizable at all, the location, nonetheless, if it's something which happened to you personally, then the bracha, a bracha, is said to recognize and to give thanks to Hashem for that nes. It's only when it comes to the recognition of something which happened in history that it has to be that there's some connection that one could recognize some miracle which is tangible to that which you're seeing. Now, Piskei Tshuvos, for the last moment or two, discusses this idea and says, on the bracha, which concludes b'makom hazeh, that you conclude by saying it's in this place. So the question is, where do you have to be to have recited this precise bracha? He says it's not necessary to be lamod mamish b'osamakom shnas anes. You don't have to be standing, that this is the exact square footage where it happened. That's not necessary. But rather, even if just as long as you're able to see it from afar, provided that you are able to see it clearly, then the bracha is allowed to be recited. Furthermore, as he quotes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that if you know that you are about to get to the place in which you will be able to see this bracha, and all of a sudden, from very far away, you can see that place, is it necessary for you to say the bracha right away? So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says no. Kfar ol lifnei kein merachok, even though you could see it from far away, yamtin birbrichaso and shegil makom hu mamish. You can wait and say the bracha once you get to the place a little bit closer. V'inol chovel avarch miyad kishur makom hanes. It's not necessary that the bracha must be recited as soon as you see it from far away. You can get a little bit closer so that you'll be able to see it better and you'll be able to be inspired by that external stimuli of actually seeing the physical location which is closer. However, in conclusion, the Piskei Tshuvos tells us that let's say you were in that place and the bracha should have been recited, but for whatever reason, v'leberach, you just didn't do so. So the question is, now that you have passed it, can you say the bracha? So he says, kol zman sh'yochel yiros odayin yochel varach. As long as you can still see the place, and turn around, and you can see it, then the bracha is still recited. However, if you have already passed that place, then eino yochel liros, but biur, you can no longer see the place of the miracle. Shuvol yivarech. No longer can you say the bracha. So he asked the question. Okay, so it's too far away. So maybe what I'll do is I'll turn around and go back so that I'll be able to say the bracha to make up for my mistake. He says, you can't do that. V'yashim agil l'sham shuv l'achar mikan lo yivarech ad shiyavru shloshim yom meri'iyah achrona. That you can't just keep saying the bracha over and over. There has to be a 30-day span between the two times that it's seen. So the fact that you've already seen it, you would have to wait another 30 days, and then this time, hopefully, you remember to say the bracha.